Good afternoon, and I'll open it up for any questions. I don't know what's happened here thus far this morning, but I walked by about three coaches, and each one of them looked at me and said, good luck. So I don't know what's been going on here, but open up for any questions you have. Well, you know, obviously, because of the fact we have a very fine player there at that position, so we wanted to make certain that we had the right people around him. I think, first of all, Joe Lombardi, who, as you can see by his track record, has done a tremendous job in terms of working with quarterbacks, worked with Drew Brees there for a number of years, and if you look at the success they had under Coach Payton there, if you take a look at his interaction with him, if you take a look at his interaction with him and certainly having a real good feel for what it takes to be successful at that spot, we knew that he would be, you know, very good at that. Not only obviously running the offense and calling plays and things of that nature, but also working with that position, because I think that synergy is important. But then also, you know, the guy who's directly involved with him, Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob and I go back a little ways. He was with us at Indianapolis. He went from an offensive assistant for us and then working with the quarterbacks. He really developed a real good feel for the system, how it works, fundamentals of the game. Very bright guy, young, but very, very bright. And so he worked with me a number of years there. Gained, I think, a lot of experience working with Payton at Indianapolis. And then after we were fired there, he went on to Kansas City. And then from Kansas City, as soon as I think they had the opportunity, he and Payton reunited again in Denver. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact, obviously, he had great respect for him, but also the work that he had done. And I felt I needed a guy that had a real good sense of fundamentals, real good sense of how to put it all together. And he also played quarterback himself. He played at the University of Tennessee, didn't get an opportunity to play much. Like most of us, you know, they said, you know, in our profession, there are not a lot of great players in the coaching profession. There are some, but for the most part, most of us were studious and worked hard at it. And that was Jim Bob. He was a very, very quality guy in that area. So I thought he'd be a great fit for Matthew. Well, you know, obviously the two good men, you know, when you look at those two guys, just in terms of the leadership and those kinds of things, I could tell in preparation to play them. And then also just talking to the guys that on the team that understand and realize the great contribution that they've made to the team overall. But we have to take a look at everything, have to evaluate everything, obviously, just in terms of our personnel office, our coaching, et cetera, and see where things fit. And we have to make some adjustments along the way. Not all of them are going to be pretty. And so obviously that's kind of where we are today. You know, I think in this business you never say never, but you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I still think that, you know, we're answering a Baltimore question, but I still think, you know, he's a talented guy, you know, with in which he's proven. You know, he's got skills and ability. Not every year is going to be a perfect year. And then also guys can't do it alone at that spot either, you know. But I do think he made progress. Sometimes it's tough for you to see just in terms of out-and-out numbers. If you look at numbers strictly, they can be a bit deceiving at times. But when you take a look from the inside out, when we had an opportunity to work with him day after day, he's been improving by leaps and bounds each and every year. So, and I would anticipate that's going to continue. Well, you know, I don't think it'd be right for me to draw direct parallels. Okay, now if you ask me what my philosophy is on certain things, hazing and things of that nature, you know, since I've been coaching, I mean, one of the things that is extremely important to us that we understand that the guys that come into our locker room that are there to help us and to help us win, first and foremost. So we really make certain that we try to make certain that you know, hazing does not exist in that atmosphere. So that's the thing that we look at and talk about and profess early on. When I have an opportunity to meet with our team on April the 7th, would be the first time that I'll see a great majority of them together. That'll be something, obviously, that we will emphasize just in terms of our philosophy overall. Well, you know, I think ultimately we're responsible for everything, you know, in that sense. I mean, we're responsible for our wins and our losses. We're responsible for the conduct of our staff. We're responsible, obviously, for our players as well. I mean, you know, obviously that's how we're judged. So we have to make certain that we, you know, understand that and therefore do everything that we can to make certain it's going in the direction in which we'd like. You wound a bunch of them right together there pretty quickly, but number one is I have had an opportunity to talk to Nick, and he and I have had a real good conversation. We have not had an opportunity to sit down and meet face-to-face for the most part, but obviously the CBA rules, you know, prohibit a lot of discussion in that area, so I'm looking forward to an opportunity to talk with him. You know, obviously I think all of us see and know and understand, like as Martin stated, that this guy has an immeasurable amount of talent. And it's my job to get it out of him, and that's the key. And I think he's capable. I also think he's willing. So we'll see how that goes.
Coach, what are the main differences that Lions fans expect to see in the offense?
I think that for the most part, I talked about it a little bit. But the big thing is here's a key point: is that the most important thing is winning. You know, that's the most important thing. Most important thing is putting points on the board and winning games. And I think that's going to be our focus more so than some landmark that we set in terms of production from an offensive standpoint. You know, it's going to be a productive offense because we have players. We got Reggie Bush. We got Matthew. Obviously, we got Calvin on the outside. We got guys that can play the game. We got a good, solid offensive line up front. We're going to be able to run the ball. Joyke Bell has done a great job for us. There are going to be a lot of things, obviously, that we're going to be able to do well in that sense. But for us to just talk about, you know, hey, you know, we're going to throw for 10 million yards and et cetera, et cetera. The most important thing I want to focus in on, what's it going to take for us to win? All right, minimize mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Be able to run the ball, particularly in our division where we have to go outside and play in some inclement weather. You can't always just wing it up and down the field. You got to be able to run that ball as well. So those are some of the things we want to talk about, our grittiness, our toughness. But we got a great core to work with. I mean, that's key, right? We got a great core to work with. So, you know, what I expect is the same thing I talked about before. We're going to be a smart, fast, physical team on both sides of the ball. So what does that entail? You know, like I said, obviously situational football, having a real good understanding of it, making certain that we don't beat ourselves, which is what good teams do. But our focus and our goal and our aim is going to be to win. That's the key, right? Win and win championships. Well, I think that one of the things that has been proven over the years, when you take a look at what Martin and the personnel office has done, they've been able to get players in position to help us. There's no question about it. You can see what value he has. And he's a guy that runs the ball, runs it well. He's good. He's tough. He's smart. I had some experience with him, obviously, here, and so we'll kind of see what happens. We'll adjust either way, but he certainly can help us. You said how important is it? Well, I think it's something obviously that we have to take a real strong look at. You know, obviously because of the fact that he's one that's going to draw a little extra attention in terms of double coverage, like he's always done. And with that being the case, we have to find a way to make certain whoever's on the other side that may be getting singled in some situations can do some damage against the defenders. I think that's extremely important. I think that's something that we're taking a good hard look at. And one way or another, we're going to come up with a guy that'll give us some balance in that area. There's so many. One of the things about our business is the fact that if you don't feel that you're growing and developing each and every day, obviously you're in the wrong business. I mean, I learn something different every single day. I had a great 10 years here where we obviously had a lot of success and certainly learned a lot about, what to do in terms of offensive football, et cetera. Learning how to develop, a pro team was important just in terms of the way in which we went about doing things. But also, winning and winning consistently has a certain sound to it. And I've been fortunate enough to be here, but then also to go to Baltimore, where there's been a lot of winning, right? Guys have done a tremendous job. And Bill Napoleon's, you know, and Chris did a great job here. Ozzy, you know, did a tremendous job, obviously, in Baltimore. When you look at the two, you know, Tony was great to work with, and John was great to work for. And in both cases, even though they may be some dissimilar in a number of different ways, they're very, very similar in the fact that they have people that have a very, very tough sort of a mental outlook on the ball game, physically and mentally. I think that's something that we got to be able to develop, all right, and got to make certain not only just do it in spurts, but do it consistently. They have to be able to adjust extremely well to a number of different situations. There are going to be a lot of situations where you're going to have a lot of adversity in our game. Some of it obviously comes from the externally, some internally, and we have to be able to control that and keep our focus. And I think for the most part, you know, the core and the makings for that is in place, you know, and we're going to try to build upon that. Every game is important. Every single game. Obviously, your division games are extremely important as well. So we take each one of them week after week and focus in on those and do our best to get our guys ready to win. You know, I'd like to have thought that I would, you know, but the fact of the matter is very rare that you get a second opportunity. You know, not only a second, but this is actually a third for me if you include my stint in college as well. I was looking forward to it. I was hoping. But I was also very, very satisfied working extremely hard at what I was doing in terms of coaching a position or being an offensive coordinator, whatever it would help to take to help a team win. I'm not able to forecast the future, not a prognosticator, all right, not clairvoyant. But I certainly did indeed hope that I did get another opportunity, and I'm glad it happened. Well, you know, I've had an opportunity to look at him, and here's my assessment of him. And I haven't found anyone that hadn't been able to correct any issues that they had. First of all, we're always, each and every guy, and he's one of those, is looking for ways to try to improve. He's hungry to improve. I've noticed that about him. He's eager. He's a willing worker. He's smart, and he has tools. And when you find that combination, typically you're going to find a guy that does everything it takes to get him in a position where he's a championship quarterback. Now, a lot of people want to talk about so many other things that really aren't that important, you know, whether or not he's a lead or this or that. That doesn't matter. We want a championship quarterback is what we're looking for. And I think we have the makings of that. I think you're going to see Matthew take the bull by the horns and do all the little things that are necessary to get us to keep moving forward as a team.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks,
Coach. Thank you.